Turn on the recorder. We're starting. Oh, look, Mr. Beard, now let those prophecies begin to move out of you.
This lady prophesy for a little while some of the late ones are gathering in.
The voice of grace from deep inside you, the voice of the living Jesus that lives in you is moving around and breathing inside of you. Want you to open your mouth and let him speak. Ah, oh, oh. Ah. Most of God's people are tied to their feelings. They don't know the feeling of the voice of grace. But you are lucky. Jesus said to you, inside of you, I have placed my living voice. Though it be a whisper, you can hear it. In peace and grace. Oh, 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 oh. Speaking just like that.
Oh.
that day. I'll make my people a joy and praise and peace and rest. And my new Jerusalem that covers the whole earth. Even the walls will be joy and praise. I've given you a brand new voice to speak my word. Let them blow.
you be children. You're now sons of God. It's time for you to learn a few lessons about the workings of the living God in your life, and save us all some trouble and chastenings of the Lord. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. The precious blood of Jesus. Oh, come on over here, late fellow. Sit down. Move over a bit. Oh, one of the overseers, church, real good example. Move Ruby out of the way. Ruby, move over there. Sit down there. Real good example. We got some real overseers, church. Always manage to get there late. Oh, that's been destroyed. Now, you can identify with me and the thing, and you got a blessing. Identified with him, you got a rebuke you wasn't supposed to get. So we'll start over. Though you be children, you're now sons of God. It's time for you to learn a few lessons about the workings of the living God in your life, and save us all some trouble and chastening of the Lord. You didn't know he chastened those who me love him. If they don't move in obedience to him, to try to hold on their own way because he loves them, he lays the rod on them. You can look at one that's marked well for the chastening of the Lord. And they're not pleasant when they start, but afterward they yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. The precious blood of Jesus. He suffered and gave you life. You have not a choice of what you will do or where you will labor. In your ministry. Oh, I thought he gave me a choice. When he bought you, he took your choice away from you. Some of you still trying to hold on to your choice, and you're in trouble. That's the reason why you're in trouble. That's the reason why you give me trouble. Everybody else around you is in trouble. Still think you're your own. Now this morning the Lord wants to move in instruction, rebuke, if need be, and it's always needful, and sending out teams. And here's the way you will receive it. Listen to me now, fellow. You will receive this with thankfulness in your heart and weeping. The very idea that the great Creator God, through His Son Jesus Christ, thinks enough of me or of you to even speak to us and rebuke us of something wrong to give us a chance to turn, that's enough to weep about, isn't it? He doesn't have to speak to us. He could just leave you alone and let you go on down in destruction in your own way. But he said, now humble and a contrite heart will I not despise. But you go to puffing yourself up in him, go to pouting when he go to rebuking you, and you get to despising the Lord. Now it's very obvious why he chooses a minister like myself. Maybe you haven't noticed that yet, that it's obvious that I'm necessary. Maybe though it's sometimes you think I'm necessary evil, but nevertheless I'm necessary. It becomes necessary that he gives you someone that you can see with your natural eyes for you to obey, because it's very obvious you can't see him yet, or you would be obeying him, you wouldn't be in the shape you're in. Yes, Lord. But he said, now if you can't obey the people I send you that you can see with your natural eye, how in the world are you going to ever obey me? What's his plan? If you can't obey my ministry of flesh and blood, how in the world are you going to ever obey me? When you can see that minister of flesh and blood, and you can hear his voice, but me you can't see or hear. The guide over you. They watch for your soul. They're responsible to me. Once you dislike them or resist them, be it known you're resisting me. We begin to move in the Spirit, and I begin to move and lead you in, begin to move in love and grace with you. The devil comes at you and says, now I've gotten to where I move in love and grace, Brother Pruitt, then I'll just do what I want to, and he'll let me do it, because he's filled with love and grace. By the time you get that idea, then fire begins to rise in my eyes, because you've taken advantage. You've taken advantage of the love and the grace of the living God to do your own way. And that's the worst sin you can do. That's hidden for blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. It's the first step. I'll tell you a story about Jonah and the whale. It might save you some trouble.
If you listen to me, it might save all of us. And a sinking ship. And it might save you 3 days in hell on earth. Under the fire and a judgment of the living God. If you walk in obedient, not what you want. The Lord spoke to Jonah. He said, I place you to go to Nineveh. Jonah said, no. I think I'll catch me a ship and go to Tarsus on an evangelistic journey. I feel real led to go to Tarsus on an evangelistic journey. But they got out on the ocean, and the judgment winds of God begin to blow to sink the whole ship for one disobedient Jonah. And when they found it out, they pitched Jonah overboard. And that's exactly what we will do with you. You're not going to sink this ship. Oh. Jonah spent 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale. Jesus described it later. He said it was hell. Y'all identifying with me now, or are you identifying with the one trying to sink the ship? When Jonah got out of that belly of the whale, on dry land, his place of responsibility in Nineveh was 3 days' journey away, but he made it one day. That's the way you will be if I have to pitch you out of the ship and make you stay in your place of responsibility. You'll spend 3 days or more in hell, and you'll be glad to get back where Jesus placed you. Jesus placed you in a place to do a job. He placed all of you in churches to do a job. And he didn't tell you to leave those places. When he scarfed you, he put you there for a particular job. He didn't tell you to make up your mind to go anyplace else. Did he? He only gives you the right to go anyplace else when he speaks through me, the one that is responsible for you before the Lord. Now, once you take it upon yourself to desert your post and begin to run without me
asking you, you are in trouble. I mean, you're in real trouble. Or without asking me or something, you're in real trouble. And I'll tell you what we'll do. This team that the Lord bound together, we're one, and we'll pitch you out of that ship in a hurry if you become a Jonah. Now it will become necessary for me to take you and train you in different journeys. And I'll do that. But that's my job. Don't you try to take over my job. You listening to me, Joe? From now on, you will be here on time. Fact of it is, you'll do what I told you the other day. Move your bed in there and stay there. This is Talking to Pelham. It's on the tape. And you'll move in overseeing of this group. You'll organize these evangelists, and you'll get them out, bringing in people. And you will not do, as you have in times past, use the ministers to move you or anything like that. They'll not serve your desires. You'll use other people. Okay? But that being, once I have to talk to you, once I have to give instructions to you to do something, do you know what this means? This means that the long-suffering of God's already run out. You've been walking in disobedience, and now it's time for you to do it yesterday. It doesn't mean for you to put it off a day or two. That means once I have to come to you and say, the Lord says for you to do this, that means you've been walking in disobedience up till then. For several days. Did you know this? So that doesn't mean for you to put it on three or four more days. That means you should have done it three or four days before then. Oh, the way of God is so exact. But he knows the best for you and I. You're not your own.
You're not your own.
Neither am I.
Neither am I.
The same blood that bought you.
The same blood that bought you.
It bought I.
It bought I.
Oh, 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 oh. I. There was a man named Balaam,
a
prophet of God. He took it upon himself to go somewhere. He mounted a donkey and went on his journey. But the angel of the Lord, with a fiery sword, blocked his path. But Balaam could not even see. It was only the donkey that could see. Balaam was set in such his own ways to take his ministry and do what he pleased,
and
that he is blinded, you see.
The moral of that story
for this present day, you're not going to mount this donkey
in your disobedient way.
When I see the fiery sword,
I'll pitch you off. And I'll run like the blazes. And leave you to the fire of God. None of y'all are up dancing in obedience. You mean you're not thankful for the Lord straightening your life out? Oh, so you did just exactly what I told you not to do. Oh, oh. When I get back to Greenville here, I want this church filled with folks. Listen to the instruction. You want to write it down on a tape. That are already through the three gates and already heard that tape of Joel's locusts eating them up or either heard it minister. And I want them here ready for baptism. You love Brother Roosevelt to hear that tape too. Ken Lamont thinks he's hiding up there on stage, but you hadn't gotten away yet, brother. Yeah, you ought to be weeping and crying. The fact that the Lord thought enough of you. Oh, to even speak to you. He doesn't have to speak to us in disobedience, does he? You know, he told me one time when he was chasing me, he said, I don't have to speak to you in chastening. He said, I could leave you alone and just let you destroy yourself. But said, because I love you, I'm chastening. There I was complaining and grumbling about I couldn't do what I wanted to. Lord Jesus. I love him for chastening and rebuke now. It keeps me straight. Oh. But let's finish the story about Balaam and the donkey. And then I want the ones that's been talking to get right up out here and dance while I swat them. But Balaam didn't do this. Disobedience by himself. There was a man named Balak that instigated him. Said, why don't you go and use your ministry over to those people that has such need. Neither did Joe and Moore. Somebody told him, you go along, Brother Pruitt, he'll just let you go. Right out there in the midst. Whoever it was, it said, oh, he'll just let you go. About three of you there gave the impression. Just sit right down there, Brother Pelham. That's it. There you are. I knew it'd be. There's another one here. Balak. Come on, Brother Harris. Half been destroyed. Half been. Now, I want to know, has there ever been any kind of commission here for a recruiting? Has anyone gotten that kind of commission to recruit anyone else? I missed it if they did. Did any of you hear any kind of prophecy or anything to recruit someone to go along on these journeys? The reason God didn't destroy Balaam with that fire sword, that it wasn't his fault, it was Balak's. So learn this lesson and learn it well, lest you get caught again in this trap. You're not going to laugh and dance about that thing, rejoice about it. Oh. Oh. Ah. Oh. You know what he could have done with you? Both of y'all, all of y'all, go on back and sit down. You know what God could have done with you? He could have left you alone. He could have left you alone and let you become a regular recruiting man for Satan. And the first thing you know, you'd have had a whole group of disobedient people gathered together and it destroyed every one of you. He could have done that. And this has been done in times past. This has destroyed God's work all over the world. Get together. Come on, let's go get them. Let's go get them. Let's go. Flesh. Oh. 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 I'll tell you another story. Spoken by Jude the prophet. He said, wandering stardom shall be destroyed. They take their light. Look just like other stardom. But they don't fit in the pattern of God. They just wander around in disobedience until they burn up. And their light goes out. Ooh. Ah. Oh. Oh. The early church, when it didn't begin to go into apostasy, we won't name the folks, even if we could. After the apostolic ministry, most of them died. Those that succeeded them did not take authority and did not follow the order of God. They did not keep people moving in obedience. They just started wandering around every which way. God sent forth Jude the prophet to try to straighten that thing out. And he straightened it out to a degree. They wouldn't listen at him. And all, we got the gifts of spirit. We can prophesy. We can do this. We're winning souls. We're doing that. And they just went wandering around. Out their light went. Now the commandment from the Lord to me, and it's come to, from me to you many times, is that we must be admonished by what he reveals as mistakes in people in that Bible. Paul said we're admonished by the disobedience of the Old Testament. Turn right around. Says to us, you're admonished by the disobedience of the Old Testament and the New Testament too. Oh. 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 Clouds without water. That wonder over the earth. Oh, they give a little shade for the people for a little while. But they give them no water. And when they pass over, the sun burns them. Worse than before. Ooh. what he meant was very plain, that the clouds did not stay with the clouds of rain, but they were separating without water. And they really made things worse than they were to begin. So be not a cloud that wanders your own way, but be a cloud that stays with the clouds of rain until the cloud of your body is filled fitting to burst with the waters of heaven that you can spill out. Ooh. Listen to this. Deceiving voice of Satan. Satan himself at one time walked in the power of God and fire of God. That's right. Sure it is. Until he decided he'd do his own will. And follow his own feelings. Do his own way. And gathered others with him to do the same. Then out of the order of God he fell. Now you know the rest of it. His destination is hell.
His
Satan himself walked in the power and fire of God until he decided he'd do his own will and use his heavenly power out of God's order. Now darkness and torment reserved for him forever. Remember this. We must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of the deeds that we've done in this body. Whether they've been in obedience or our own will. And in that day, many life's works will be burned by fire. All the rewards go up in smoke. Though you be saved, saved by fire and separated him from the full glory of God. John the Apostle saw this in the book of Revelation. He said all the works of man of disobedience was cast into the lake of fire. And there it was destroyed. Said, be it known, this is the second death. Jesus himself said, in that day, many will come to me, and they will say, I've done many wonderful works, and cast out many devils, and prophesied them in your name. But he said, I will look like I never see them. Say, depart from me. I know you not. For you took my life and the gifts of my spirit and done your own way of iniquity. Now, if that won't do it, I don't know what else I can say. The order of God and obedience today is the only way to escape judgment. For me to stand, will you please pray? Instructions are this. Tonight we have a meeting here at Greenville Church, right? Brother Jesse and the team in charge. Brother Bob Sid and Joanne, Geneva. Y'all get around and get ready. Get your tapes and everything. Take off for California. And get ready. Get them through those three gates. Get them fixed up. Get them ready. Because the quicker we get through Mexico, we're going to be out there. Oh! Y'all stay with me. Oh! 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 Brother Ken Lamont, Brother Daniel, you'll see that he does it. He'll begin to pick you out a team here, Fort Worth. Submit them to me. We want to begin to fill the Fort Worth church. You had your trip into Memphis to learn how. You got it going now. Lord says, suffer gloriously and begin to bring it forth. Oh. Begin to work, Jenny and Tim and others there, and begin to move them into that place. Bring them in, get them through those three gates, Joel's army eating them up and listening to the rest of the tapes. Anything. Get them moving in the spirit. And Lord willing, I'll be there and baptize one. See, as quick as y'all get to moving in obedience, this thing, the Lord's going to give going to put other folks' authority to baptize, but you can't baptize folks and you're not even obeying what you're doing. Lord Jesus. Oh. Stand in your place and stand thou faithful. Now I'll move you. When I want you to move, it'll be in my order according to my plan. And it'll keep you inside of a new Jerusalem. For I've already said, on the outside, thy dog and whoremonger, idolaters and such, and all those outside, are reserved for the fire. And in love, I don't want you to be outside. Ooh. Fulfill now that judgment begins at the house of God. The Lord requires, before he can bring judgment upon any people, the house of God must first be judged and set in order. And this is what we were doing. We went out without the house of God set in order. Without judgment here in this house, carrying some Jonahs and Balaams along with us, riding on our little donkeys, we went out to try to do the work of God. Instead of us bringing the folks in, we'd have fell under judgment ourselves. Oh, can't walk in disobedience and bring in people. Hard facts of life, but they would go down a whole lot better if you would swallow them with tears and thanks. They won't choke you near as bad. If you swallow them and say, well, I don't know if that's the way or not, then they're liable to choke you a little bit. Oh. But the very fact that he's moving in such a way to keep every one of us in the order of God. Is a sign to me of, boy, this is it. He has no more compunction about waking me up 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And getting me up, and this is what he did this morning, getting me up and just showing me all these things going on. Now you stay up the rest of the night, suffer it out. Why suffer it out? Because of disobedience of people, you must suffer. Every time you disobey, I have to suffer. Law of God. I do it gloriously. Thankful that he's even given me the cup of suffering. Well, once he says, pitch that suffering back on him, you've had it. Oh. Ooh. George, you and Teresa, neither one hadn't danced for the rebuke you've got. You ought to give that child a nanny there and just let him hit the music and go to revenge. Oh. Principle God. James said, count it all joy when you fall in divers temptation. He said, when all these things are found wrong in your life, He said, it's time to rejoice. Somewhere else. Let me explain to you. Be seated a minute. The reason why it's to be counted all joy is because of two reasons. One is that the Lord thought enough of you to correct your life and let you know how to straighten out. That's the greatest thing you ought to weep about. And the next thing is to keep the devil from driving you to the wailing wall in condemnation. James, a pastor there at the Jerusalem church, this was a favorite trick of Satan. You know, they had a wailing wall, the Jews had a wailing wall. And you know, in the spirit, though they're moving in the spirit and obedience to the Lord, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. It's not God's purpose to condemn you. But once you find something wrong in your life, if you do not begin to move in rejoicing, you'll get off, and Satan will lay it on you. And he'll drive you to that wailing wall, and you'll wail there on the condemnation, trying to get free. So James said, now the secret of this thing is just to count it all joy. All kind of joy. When you laugh, dance, roll, clap your hands, jump up and down, praise the Lord. Kind of way to express joy. I said, do it. Speak in tongues, sing in tongues, holler in tongues, pray the Lord, whatever. I said, count it all sorts of joy. When you fall into divers temptation, just anything, an apple. He said, now this is your safeguard. If the Lord rebukes you or you find something wrong in your life or one of the ministers rebuke you or something, the thing to do is to go to rejoicing right then to strengthen yourself in the Lord. So the devil can't condemn you later and drive you to that wailing wall. Of, I'm just so sorry they're going to eat it. And also it sets you free from an accusation. Keeps us one in the body. Because the devil likes to tell you that every time I look at you, I'm still mad at you about that thing. The boy, he just waiting for a chance to jump on you. I said, flesh, watch yourself. See, he takes advantage of your ignorance. You're ignorant of the fact that the way God has chosen means to jump on you to get you straightened out to move in your life, and then us all rejoice together. But he thinks, well, makes you think, well, he's going to just stay on you, and every time you see, he's going to jump on you. The only reason I'm going to jump on you every time I see is you've done something new wrong. I'm not going to jump on anything yet. And Lord help you, some of you, every time I see, you've done something new wrong. Oh! If you have not yet learned how wonderful it is a rebuke of the Lord. I feel sorry for you. The correction of the Lord, when you can come before me and say, listen, you did that wrong. Oh, 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 yes, Lord. He can't speak to you that way long as he condemns you, because he doesn't want to condemn you more and destroy you. He can't even let you know what's going on wrong in life. And here you go on down on the hill of Satan. Let's get the rest of it in order, Brother Ed.